The FBI is investigating Russian election hacking, and the scope of that investigation includes whether there were ties between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. That was the surprising testimony given today by FBI Director James Comey before the House Intelligence Committee. Here's exactly what Comey said.
I have been authorized by the Department of Justice to confirm that the FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
Comey added that the FBI began its investigation in July. These are the first congressional hearings on the matter. The House Intelligence Committee had a lot of ground to cover. So let's hear some extended portions of the hearing. First, Republican Chairman Devin Nunes spelled out his concerns.
First, what actions did Russia undertake against the United States during the 2016 election campaign? And did anyone from a political campaign conspire in these activities? Number two, were the communications of officials or associates of any campaign subject to any kind of improper surveillance? The intelligence community has extremely strict procedures for handling information pertaining to any U.S. citizens who are subject even to incidental surveillance, and this committee wants to ensure all surveillance activities have followed all relevant laws, rules, and regulations. Let me be clear. I've been saying this for several weeks. We know there was not a physical wiretap of Trump Tower. However, it's still possible that other surveillance activities were used against President Trump and his associates. Number three, who has leaked classified information? Numerous current and former officials have leaked purportedly classified information in connection to these questions. We aim to determine who has leaked or facilitated leaks of classified information so that these individuals can be brought to justice.
That's House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes. Ranking Democrat Adam Schiff questioned Comey about Trump associates such as advisor Roger Stone.
Are you aware that he has publicly acknowledged having directly communicated with Guccifer II, someone that the intelligence community has assessed was a persona of Russian intelligence?
I've read media accounts to that effect. I don't want to hurt anybody's feeling in the media. I don't know whether that's accurate or not.
Now, the White House was excerpting video from the hearings and live tweeting from the official @POTUS account, including one that Comey, quote, refuses to deny that Comey briefed President Obama about calls made by Michael Flynn to the Russian ambassador. Comey, during the hearing, said he'd neither confirm nor deny it. Trump fired Flynn as national security advisor because he misrepresented his contacts with Russians, information that came to light because of leaks to the media. South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy pressed Comey on whether he could assure Americans that he's taking those leaks seriously.
Can you assure them that it is going to be investigated?
Can't, but I hope people watching know how seriously we take leaks of classified information, but I don't want to confirm it by saying that we're investigating it. And I'm sorry I have to draw that line. I just think that's the right way to be.
Well, I'm not going to argue with you, Director Comey, but it is, we're going to discuss a lot of important things today. Whether Russia attempted to influence our democratic process is incredibly important. Whether they sought to influence it is a separate analysis, incredibly important. The motive behind that interference and influence, incredibly important. Our U.S. response, incredibly important. Some of that may rise to the level of a crime. Some of it does not rise to the level of crime. One thing you and I agree on is the felonious dissemination of classified material most definitely is a crime. So I would ask you, and I understand some of the procedures that you are up against, I would humbly ask you to seek authority from whomever you need to seek authority from.
That's South Carolina Republican Trey Gowdy. Now, remember, we mentioned that the White House was live tweeting the hearing as it happened. And in a truly remarkable moment, Democrat Jim Himes read one of today's tweets from the @POTUS account and asked Comey and NSA head Admiral Mike Rogers to fact check it.
It says the NSA and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence the electoral process. This tweet has gone out to millions of Americans, 16.1 million to be exact. is the tweet, as I read it to you, the NSA and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence the electoral process. Is that accurate?
Well, it's hard for me to react to that. Let me just tell you what we understand what we've said is. We've offered no opinion, have no view, have no information on potential impact because it's never something that we looked at.
Okay. So it's not too far of a logical leap to conclude that the assertion that you have told the Congress that there was no influence on the electoral process is not quite right.
Right. It certainly wasn't our intention to say that today because we don't have any information on that subject. And that's not something that was looked at.
Well, also in the hearing, Comey and Rogers both said they did not have evidence confirming President Trump's tweets that he was wiretapped by President Obama before the election. Comey did not say when his investigation of Russian election interference would conclude. The hearings continue next week.